In China, at least, coffee is often associated with an exotic, well-to-do bourgeois lifestyle. Coffee is often considered a hobby of the well-educated, middle-class people.
Maybe that's why some young chaps often spend a whole afternoon in a coffee bar, surfing the net or just typewriting something with a laptop. While they are savoring a coffee at a leisurely pace, they are actually showing off.
Yes. Behind a lifestyle, there's a culture. Young people easily become blind worshippers of a westernized life. While they may not really like coffee, they think it desirable and enviable to be lavish with money in those high consumption places.
Then what about tea? We need to bear in mind in the first place that tea, rather than coffee, has been the most popular drink for the Chinese people.
Well, tea represents another facet of popular culture. While a coffee bar is usually quiet and resonates with soft, elegant music, a tea house is often noisy, crowded, public space. People visit tea houses to associate with others, playing chess, chatting, or simply listening to operas.
What a pity that the traditional tea houses, as depicted by Lao She, keep fading away so quickly in this metropolis. It is not easy to find an old-fashioned tea house that suits the ordinary people's spending power either. Tea houses of today all feature a cozy, comfortable environment and high-quality services, but can easily cost you a good deal, just like a coffee bar.
Well, that's true. In a sense, it is not so much what you drink that really counts as where and how you drink.